You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy here at Mix 100. Quick note before we get into the Hall of Fame. I just want to address all of the text messages we're getting from people who are making some form of the comment about how the Mindbender today was depressing.
Okay.
And it's just funny to me. It's like so many people say, it's depressing. You're never too old to dance. You're never too old
to dance. Well, then dance. Keep dancing.
Then you dance. You do you, right?
Nobody said stop dancing.
No, they're just saying that, you know, and I'm sure, you know, the majority of people who answered the poll question about, you know, when you're too old to dance might be people in their early 20s.
Right. Some random TikTokers. They're like, oh, 42. Stop dancing. Oh, my God. Gross. LOL. OMG. No, you can dance all you want.
You know, a couple people said, you shouldn't judge. And, of course, I always write back to those. And I always say the same thing. Judging is so much fun, though. Oh, man, I would never want a life where I don't get to judge. Are you kidding me?
All right.
That is such a funny word to me. We should do a segment sometime on this whole thing about judging and how people fall back on that all the time. It's funny to me. You shouldn't judge. I'm like, well.
Well, you are essentially judging me for judging.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about it, and we can make this part of the segment, is that I'm sorry, I'll call you a liar if you say you never judge. You do. The difference is you just don't verbalize it. So that's the thing. We all judge.
Where do you draw the line on judging? You're picking out produce. You're going to squeeze two apples. You're going to judge one better than the other, and you'll take that one.
Or if there's people that you'd rather not spend a lot of time with, you're judging whether you want to spend time with them or not.
Correct.
Or if they're the kind of people you want your kids associating with, something like that. Now, whether you verbalize it or not is a different thing. But let's not get into this Oprah thing that nobody judges. Everybody judges.
You probably judge way more than you think you do on a daily basis.
Yeah, we're human beings. I mean, we naturally do it. It's just that when you have a radio show with 100,000 watts at your back, we tend to verbalize things.
Yeah,
we say what other people think, but nobody wants to say.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, when there's people who are really, really bad dancers, we're judging.
Absolutely. And usually I slyly slip out my phone and film them and share them with my friends.
I have seen those videos.
Yes.
And they're hilarious.
Check this guy out.
So we're just having some fun.
Come on.
I wouldn't take life too seriously is what I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You'll live longer if you don't take life too seriously. Just laugh. I would rather you laugh than dance, personally.
Unless you got one of those weird laughs.
Yeah, and then I'll dance out.
Don't
of the
do
room.
That.
All right, so back to the subject at hand.
Yes,
here.
Smells.
When did this pop up? Yesterday, it was a Christmas poll where they asked thousands of people to name their favorite holiday smells. And Jeremy was like, we haven't done a Hall of Fame in a long time. We should do a Christmas smell, holiday smell, Hall of Fame. And I'm like, okay, that's a great idea.
Okay. Don't give any out. Don't give any out that are on the list because I feel like it'll sway people, right? You're not going to go over the list, right?
No, I will not.
Okay, good.
The list had eight things on there.
I feel like there's more.
Yeah.
There's definitely more than eight. Are we going to boil it down to what? The top three today? The top three Christmas smells?
I don't think we can go past three.
It's got to be three.
No. So if you're new to our show, if you're new to Mix 100, and you're saying, what is this Hall of Fame crap that you guys do? Well, here's how it works. We open up the phones. We don't want to do texts.
Yeah, we got to be phone calls on this one.
This has to be phone calls. So if you want to text, we can't even respond. Don't. This one has to be calls. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And here's how it works. You call us up and you tell us the smell that should be in the Holiday Hall of Fame for smells. And then the first three are the ones that we start with.
Yep.
After that, every call that comes in, we either decline to include it or we bump something that was already in there.
Yeah, if it's better, we'll bump, you know, reindeer poop or whatever was said in there.
I don't know if we can possibly bump reindeer poop.
And I feel like it has to be fairly universal. I don't think you can call in and say, you know, my grandpappy's peppermint souffle that he'd make every year. I mean,
exactly.
Nobody knows what that smells like.
It has to be universal.
It's universal. Close your eyes. Think of the season. Think of the smells of the season. And that's what we're going to put into the Hall of Fame.
All right. So it is the Holiday Smell Hall of Fame. First three calls we take will be in temporarily, and then we start the bumping process. Now, every line is filled, which means if you're calling right now, you're going to get a busy signal.
Yes, but hang tight.
Every time you hear somebody drop off the line, then call in, and let's get this party started. We got to end up inducting three smells into the Holiday Smell Hall of Fame. Is it Micah? Is that right?
Yes.
Hi, Micah.
Micah, I'm so glad you called. What are you nominating for the Holiday Smell Hall of Fame?
I am nominating the smell of Christmas trees.
Oh, like fresh pine needles, fresh cut pine.
Yes,
that's a classic sniffer right there.
That's going to be a hard one to bump out, I think. So, you know, I will tell you that when we first made the switches, when I was like 14 or 15 when my dad decided we were going to go artificial tree.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always been a live tree household. But my dad didn't want to give up the smell, so he went to Christmas tree lots and got just little pieces of branches that had fallen off.
Yeah.
And he came back home to our big artificial tree, tucked the branches inside so you couldn't see them, then got a spray bottle and just kind of misted them.
That's smart.
And that artificial tree gave out a smell of a real Christmas
tree. That's really cool. That's a great idea.
And I was like, Dad, you're brilliant. Micah, thank you for calling us. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks
for
your vote.
So, all right, so we've got one in up to Leslie. Leslie, what are you nominating?
I'm doing cinnamon.
Oh, that's a great one. It's like in everything.
The pine cones that you buy that are, like, scented are my favorite.
Yes, they're really strong. My memory is cinnamon chapstick. Every year, Santa would put cinnamon chapstick in my stocking. So anytime I smell that, I think of Christmas as a kid.
I like it. Leslie, thank you for calling. You have a great day, okay?
You guys, too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All right, that opened the line, 303-691-1649. Now, here's the thing, you know, we talk about how smells trigger so many memories.
That's
right?
My chapstick.
It's like the most powerful of our five senses, I think they say, is the sense of smell.
Yeah. Honorable mention real quick to Sam. You can't text in for this. You got to call us. But honorable mention to Sam, who texted in and said, the smell of the season is drunk uncle. Thank you, Sam, for that.
That's funny. Alicia, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, girl.
Holiday season smell. What do you got?
Oh, man, this one lasts for like 4 months. It's pumpkin spice. It's everything is everywhere.
It is. It's like the official kickoff of the season, right, when Starbucks does that?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it kicks off in like September 1st, and it lasts until they run out sometime in December, early January.
Well, you're number three on the list. I kind of feel like that one, though, kind of stops around December 1st. It's more of a fall thing, but you're on the list.
You still have pumpkin pie with delicious whipped cream
on. You sure can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Alicia, I'm glad you called. Go have a great day, okay?
I will. Thanks, boys.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so now what that does, Jared, gives us our first three. Now we start the bumping process.
First three, pine trees, fresh cut pine, cinnamon, and pumpkin spice.
Okay.
Let the bumping begin.
Now, what can bump any one or all of those? Harley, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, so what are you going to nominate?
I said like warm apple cider.
Ooh, yeah. That's really good.
That is a great smell.
It is.
Does that bump anything, though? I mean, there's generally cinnamon in that.
I mean, I'd choose the apple cider over the pumpkin spice any day.
I'm kind of with you.
I would, too.
And that starts in for Halloween time. I mean, that's...
Boy, we're at our first crossroads here. I'm going to put apple cider over pumpkin spice.
I will agree with that.
Yeah.
You just bumped pumpkin spice.
You bumped the spice.
You bumped it real good.
Yes.
Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
That opened up a line. We need the three holiday smells to go into the Hall of Fame. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
We got Christmas trees, cinnamon, and apple cider. The problem is cinnamon and apple cider are kind of in the same.
They're really similar, yeah.
What are you recommending?
Mine's better. Sugar cookies.
Oh, you're a sugar cookie.
Now, is that a holiday Hall of Fame
you
smell
bet it
or
is.
Taste?
Oh.
You wouldn't have that candle any other time of year than Christmas.
That's the only time you make sugar cookies, really. The ones shaped out of Christmas trees and wreaths.
Right. But I'm saying, is that a Hall of Fame smell or a Hall of Fame taste?
It's not like anyone says smell.
Yeah, it's a candle smell.
Yeah, but
I think that beats warm apple cider.
You can do candles for anything. You really?
You want to bump apple cider?
I've never heard anyone say, the smell of sugar cookies.
It's the smell of bacon cookies.
Well, then it could be chocolate chip cookies in July.
But it's usually sugar cookies. Because you pull out all your Christmas cookie cutters.
If I'm being outvoted here, I'll bump the apple cider and I'll put sugar cookies. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I think it's a weak link, man.
Okay, so, Sarah, what do you want to vote for?
Sugar cookies.
What do you want to bump? You want to bump the warm apple cider?
Oh, yes.
Bumping cider? I will second the motion. All in favor?
That hurts my heart.
Aye.
Okay,
Sarah,
it's bumped.
You have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye, Sarah.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, oh, that's funny.
All right.
Here comes, wait a minute, I got to go in the order. Who's been holding the longest? Can you put line 6 back on hold for me? Because I'm having a hard time. There we go. We will come back to that. Line 4 is Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning, boys.
Hey, boy.
So right now we're at Christmas trees, cinnamon, and sugar cookies. What are you nominating?
I'm nominating peppermint from like candy canes.
Ah, crap. That's a good one, Kelly. That's really good. Is anything going to bump pine tree or cinnamon?
Possibly the cinnamon.
Pine tree is number one, but cinnamon, that's year-round. You can have cinnamon year-round, but peppermint...
Peppermint, like,
it's only the holidays.
That oozes Christmas, doesn't it?
Well, technically, Kelly, I mean, there are peppermints. I mean, you go into the store today, there's peppermint flavor on 1,000.
Yeah, or a fancy restaurant, you get the little peppermint mint when you leave.
So,
But it is candy canes and peppermint mochas.
What are you going to bump? I don't think you... Well, I would bump sugar cookies all day long, but that's up to you guys.
Yeah, bump sugar cookies.
You want to bump the sugar cookie?
Bump them.
Can you say bump it real good? Say
calm
it.
Calm down.
Say it. No, you got to say it before we bump it. Say bump it real good.
Bump it real good.
There you go. Cookies are gone.
Kelly, have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being
Bye,
on
Kelly.
The show.
Later. Later. He's funny.
I think peppermint is our new weak link, though.
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
I think that trumps cinnamon. We'll see.
Here comes Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
All right, we got Christmas trees, cinnamon, and peppermint. I'm also feeling like cinnamon and peppermint are kind of in the same family.
In the same
like
camp.
A spice flavor or whatever. What do you got?
Hot chocolate.
Man, that's good, too.
It tastes good, but I don't
smell.
Know if anyone walks in a house and goes, oh, I smell hot chocolate.
Is that hot chocolate that I smell?
I don't think anybody does that.
No. You'll smell it if you put a little peppermint in it, though.
Tastes fantastic.
Peppermint schnapps. I don't think that's bumping anything, Jess.
I don't think it can bump.
You going to be all right with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I mean, you can still drink hot chocolate all season, so don't be mad.
Yeah, and we love you. Thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's possible that people are confusing taste and smell.
I agree, yeah.
And we're just going the scent, like you're blindfolded.
Again, you
got to
close your eyes. You walk in the house or a store or something, and it smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
What is it?
Here's Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Great, thanks.
Fine and dandy.
What's the holiday scent?
I think meat cooking in the oven like prime rib.
Meat. Hot
the smell
meat.
Of meat.
Hot
Nothing
meat.
Says holidays like meat.
Tis the season for hot meat.
I can't deny that it's a wonderful scent.
It's great.
I don't think it's in the holiday.
You can have hot meat in January or July, even. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're gonna get technical like that, you could have a pine tree any time of year too.
I know, but
right. Yeah, you usually cook prime rib and turkey at the, you know.
You do.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's going to beat any of these.
I don't think we are bumping today, though, Kathy. You don't get to bump it real good. But
thank you for the meat vote, though. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Here's Roxanne. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning.
I still think peppermint's the weak link. What are you nominating?
I'm going to say gingerbread.
Oh, that's great. You were making the little gingerbread houses, gingerbread cookies.
Yeah.
Kind of cozy feeling.
Oh, that's, wow.
That's sweet, Roxanne, but don't ever say cozy on our show, okay?
Boy, is that bumping cinnamon?
I think no, but I think it could bump peppermint.
What do you think, Roxanne?
Or cinnamon and gingerbread too similar?
Again, isn't cinnamon an ingredient to gingerbread? So maybe that's what you're smelling? What do you think, Roxanne? Is it bump worthy?
I think it could bump it.
Which one?
Gingerbread.
No, you're voting gingerbread.
Which one are we bumping? Cinnamon or peppermint?
Oh, you're bumping peppermint.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Just because the little houses that you make.
Oh, they're wonderful.
With the little gumdrop roofs. How fun.
Roxanne, thanks for being on the show. Have a fun
Bye.
Day, okay?
Thank you, guys. Bye.
The little
Bye-bye.
Houses that turn out nothing like the picture on the box. Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Can I give you another quick honorable mention? Jen texted in and said, Santa's sweaty beard. Thank you for that.
I like it.
You got a call, though.
Here's an Angela, Jeremy. I know how much you like Angelas.
All Angelas are hot.
Good Angela, morning. What are you nominating?
I'm bumping three times. I hope you're ready.
Whoa, triple bump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Triple bump is coming.
Wait a minute.
In
you can hold it. Wait, whoa, whoa. Slow down. You can only nominate one thing, though.
I am. I'm voting fireplace, and I'm bumping three times. Straight to the top, boys. Straight to the top.
What do you mean bumping three times? Oh, you're going boom, all the way up top.
Yeah, it's not like we're not ranking them like that. We're just bumping the one that needs to go.
Well, which one needs to go, Angela? Hot Angela.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Have we agreed? What did you say it is? A fireplace?
Yes, of course.
The crackle.
It's a universal agreement.
The smell of the fire. What would you bump if we accept this?
Cinnamon is a year-round thing, but fireplace is talking holidays.
You hang your stockings over it.
Oh yeah.
Hot Angela.
Outside, chestnuts roasting.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A little snuggle time.
I got to be honest. I'm definitely in favor of bumping cinnamon for fireplace.
Yeah.
Can you say bump it real good for me?
I can say bumpity bump it real good.
Accepted. Cinnamon gone. Fireplace in. Yes.
But it's got to be no gas fireplace
no,
for those of
real
you.
Wood. Like,
real
wood.
No.
Real wood fireplace.
Real wood.
Real wood fireplace.
A woody fireplace.
Yes. Darn right.
From Hot Angela. All right. I made a note.
Have a good day.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye. We're almost out of time, so we're going to have to go pretty quickly through these. By the way, if you're on hold and it's one that we've already accepted, then you are dismissed.
Yeah.
Jessica, what are you nominating?
Apple pie.
No, that's summer.
Shut up. I love the smell of apple pie.
Well, it's a beautiful smell, but that's summer barbecues is apple pie. Hot dogs, apple pie. That's 4th of July. Sure.
But I only make my apple pies around the holidays.
Well, that's dumb. You need to make them in July. It's not
the
bumping.
The only thing is, it could bump gingerbread unless you don't think it's strong enough to bump gingerbread.
No, because you don't see people making little houses out of apple pie during the season.
Jessica, you didn't make it, but I loved your suggestion, though. Thank you.
Good pie, though. Well, see you later.
Okay, goodbye. I like it when we thank people and they just sit there quietly. They don't say anything.
Okay.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
We got to go quickly. Now we have these last three. You, Carol, and Carrie. What are you nominating?
Cloves.
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 Yeah, you put them like it.
Ham. Pate.
Pate, Liz, we got to let you go. Jam and pate.
Don't no, ever, ham.
Oh, ham. I thought she said jam.
With cloves and ham.
Don't ever call us again, Liz. Okay, bye. She knows.
You're
that's not
delightful. Bumping. Thank you for being on the show. Two more, Carol and Carrie. These will be the last words. Carol, good morning. What have you got?
I have vanilla.
Ooh.
I do like a good vanilla, but I'm not sure that's going to... That's also really year-round, and I don't know that it's
not
stereotypically holidays, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
No, it reminds me of like my wife's body lotion. It's like some sort of vanilla sunrise or something.
It's a good nomination, but don't be sad, okay?
I'm not. It's fine.
Okay, listen, thank you for being on the show. We love you so much, and we don't care who knows. Carrie, you get the last possibility. What are you nominating?
Good morning. I am going to nominate those orange cloves with the mixture with the orange and the clove. Very Christmassy and very old-fashioned Christmas.
It is very old school.
I do like it. I do like it.
That's very just like Little Women,
don't,
you know?
Yeah. It's just a classic, like pine.
It is. It's classic.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it can bump, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Look, you give it a shot.
It's
going to
be
That's
fine.
All you can do, right?
Right, right. But it smells like Christmas.
It sure does.
It really does.
It does.
You get no argument from us. Carrie, have a great day.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye. You know what that means? That means that the three finalists to go in this year are Christmas trees. You notice that was the first one, and it
stayed. I mean, that's
never,
yeah.
Real Christmas trees, real wood fireplace, and gingerbread. I never would have thought gingerbread would survive.
Same. I guess that's a pretty good list to start it off. Maybe try this again next year.
And here's what I like about it. They're all so different. It's not like three spices, right? You got trees,
right.
A fireplace,
well,
and
the tree. You got trees and then burning trees, but...
Well, that is true.